And welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. We head into the 4 o'clock hour. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park, getting ready for tonight's broadcast. That would be the ball game coming up between the Padres and the Philadelphia Phillies. Matt Scraby's alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. He will have the Padres post-game show tonight, following Padre baseball. Let me just go ahead and tell you guys something that I just happen to know about tonight's Padre-Phillies game.
Oh, gosh.
It's going to be one of the longest, most drawn-out games of the year.
Why?
Because you're going to be waiting for it to end
that's
to
true.
Do a post-game show.
That's true. I've done the longest nine-inning game on the station's history when they played in Houston a few years ago on a Saturday. It was a five-hour, nine-inning game.
9 innings?
It was like, I'm pretty sure it was
I think you did a 15-inning game against the Dodgers 1 year.
Oh, that was, I did do that
and
one.
And that was when they already had the ghost runner.
Yes.
And yet still neither team could score
for six extra innings. No, it was like 1 a.m. or something when the game ended.
I remember that one.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I expect it to be a long game tonight, I'm just saying. Anytime Scraby fills in on the postgame show, those kinds of things happen. Sammy Leavitt will still have the pregame show coming up about 90 minutes, or no. Yes, 90 minutes from right now. Scraby will have the post-game show following the game tonight. If you missed a couple of the Padres' notes, here's the best one of all. Manny Machado is not only back in the Padre lineup tonight, but for the first time this year, he's starting at third base. Padres also recalled reliever, what is it? Is it
Jeremiah Estrada.
Jeremiah, yes, Estrada. They've sent down Matthew Batten and Randy Vasquez. A couple of Padre moves. Jackson Merrill, also not in the lineup again tonight, misses his second game in a row with a groin ouchie, according to Mike Schilt.
When you pair it with groin, it sounds weird.
Yes, it doesn't sound quite right. He didn't pair it.
We're pairing it.
So, yes, it'll still be Joe Musgrove and Aaron Nolan, a marquee pitching matchup tonight out at I almost said that again. I said earlier today that the game was at Qualcomm Stadium. I'm like, my mind is shot.
We're going to have a great game there at the Polo Fields.
No, Lane Field.
Sorry.
It was Lane Field back in the 30s and 40s. Padre baseball. No, Petco Park tonight. All right, so that's coming up, the baseball for you. The basketball, they just got underway into the third quarter now. Indiana leads Milwaukee 72-57. This game has been all Pacers. They led by 17 at the end of the first quarter. They still lead by 15. Three-point shooting, as usual. The difference in the game so far, the Pacers are 10 for 25. The Bucks are lousy, 2 for 13. Series is tied 1-1.
I got to say, the Bucks are getting a pass on criticism from the national media.
And that is because
they fired
a guy that was winning every game and brought in Doc Rivers.
And Doc Rivers hasn't done that great, and the team has underperformed. Like, they fired the wrong guy. Maybe I can't say that, because maybe he wasn't getting along with the players.
Yeah, maybe the players didn't like him and wanted him out. Adrian Griffin is his name.
But still.
But the fact is, the Bucks have not done better with Doc Rivers. Now, you know, they got a fair excuse in this series, to the extent of the fact that Giannis is not playing.
But Dame's a quote-unquote superstar.
Dame Lillard so far, 2 of 10 shooting today, 9 points.
I don't know why I'm so angry at the Bucks, but
you can be angry at the Bucks.
I think they deserve more national criticism for some of the decisions they've made.
Pacers taking full advantage of the fact that Caitlin Clark was drafted by the Indiana women's WNBA team.
The FIBA. Women's.
The WNBA team. Of course, they're the women's
WNBA team.
Dummy. Caitlin Clark was out there at halftime throwing T-shirts up into the crowd in Indiana today.
Yes, she's everywhere. She's literally everywhere.
You're starting to believe that there might actually be more than one Caitlin Clark on this earth right now.
She might have a twin somewhere.
She does seem
helping
to show
her out
pretty much everywhere. NFL draft getting started up again. Second round. Buffalo Bills are on the clock as we get into round number 2. And I did want to touch on one thing on the NFL draft that was absolutely hilarious last night. Maybe the funniest thing I've been a part of on this air. in a long, long time. But before I get, are we going to do Chris versus the fans?
I don't know. Are we?
We normally do, but I don't see any contestants.
Oh, no, we have contestants.
Oh, then my screen's
is
not
screen
working.
I see.
It's one of the reasons I was delaying. I was
gotcha.
Waiting for people to call in.
No,
but
we got six full lines.
Oh, they've called in.
Yes, they're ready.
All right, I'll share the draft story with you in a little bit, but right now, let's play trivia.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you're playing for a chance to win our grand prize. Two nights stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort. You can see Kool and the gang, soon to be Hall of Famers. They're back by popular demand, multiple sold-out shows. They'll be at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino with their residency through 2024. You can get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can qualify to win a pair right now. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovations. It's all home of legendary Vegas fun. Scraby, the rules.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. I think it's time for our first contestant, Chris.
Let's get to it. Let's play a little ball here.
Let's go to Michael in Lemon Grove. Michael.
Hello, Michael.
How are you?
Doing well, guys. How about yourself?
Ah, pretty good, pretty good.
This
is
of no concern of yours, Michael, but why is my screen completely blank here? Why can
check
I not
the
see
wires
anything?
In the back. Can you actually see?
Gravy broke it.
I did not touch it.
That away, Michael. Michael knows how this show works.
He does. Does it show anything? Oh.
It shows the entire
grid. Does. Wow.
It just doesn't show any names in the grid.
Here, we're gonna troubleshoot this on the air, Chris.
Why?
It's a touch screen, so hit the X in the top right, so you close the program.
All right.
Is it doing anything?
Not yet.
I think it's frozen. We're going to have to deal with
it. All right,
that
let's
later.
Go, Michael.
All right, Michael. Here
turn
is.
It off and turn it back on again.
We're trying to do that, but that was unsuccessful, but thank you.
And that's what the engineers will tell me when I tell them the
bottom line
not
is what Michael said. Scraby has screwed this up.
All right. What NFL team had the number one pick in last year's draft?
I didn't hear a single word you said.
Oh, uh-oh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
What NFL team? Nothing.
What NFL team had the number one pick in last year's draft?
Panthers?
Nice job.
Came up with it.
Nice job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they messed up. They messed it up, too.
They took Bryce Young.
And they should have taken C.J. Stroud.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Or him.
Okay, here we go. Question number two. Which current Padre was the leadoff hitter the most in 2023?
Last year.
Yes.
Last year the most.
Leadoff hitter, yes.
They had Toddy up there a lot. I think it was Hassan Kim.
It was with Hassan Kim. Got it.
Wow.
Well done, Michael. Two for two.
Here we go. You get this right, you're qualified for Las Vegas.
Chance for all the money.
Chris gets it wrong. Chance for all the money.
Yeah.
Do this one. Mookie? No. Who was the last pitcher to reach 300 wins in baseball?
Gotta be one of the old guys. Verlander.
Verlander.
Stay there, Michael.
He's probably going to be the next guy to reach 300.
Okay.
He's at about 275 right now,
I think.
Oh,
he still needs 25 wins?
Maybe more than that. They're also saying that Verlander, because of the way pitching is these days, will be the last pitcher ever to win 300 games. They don't think anyone will ever get there again.
I don't doubt it.
Because of the way pitching is. The most recent, I think, it's either Maddux or the big unit, and I don't remember who was there last, but I'm going to go with the big unit.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Michael. That was
sorry,
good
Michael.
Stuff.
Randy Johnson was last.
I think he did it with the Giants against the Nationals.
That's right, which just was so far out of, you know, the way
it
should have been.
Yeah.
But, you know, then again, Maddox finished with the Dodgers, didn't
that's
he?
That's true. Come I don't on. Know, but that's
I think he
true.
Did.
That I think he Maddox went to different teams
with the Dodgers,
as well.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Yeah, they're saying that Verlander is going to be the last ever to get to 300 wins because guys just don't get wins as starting pitchers anymore.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it makes sense. It's kind of sad.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Well, what I was doing was looking up the current.
Mm. I'll get the next contestant on. Brian,
yeah, get the next contestant
Mission Valley.
On.
Brian, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Brian.
All right, Brian.
Good luck to you.
Oh, I forgot to say about the rules. First-time players need to let us know before the first question. So
first-time player!
I'm giving you an opportunity, Brian, if you are a first-time player.
Okay. Right now, by the way, Justin Verlander has 258. Max Scherzer is the next with 214. And then after Kershaw, 210. Garrett Cole and Lance Lynn is fifth in active wins.
He does have an arm and he is a pitcher.
137.
So. All right, Brian, here we go. Question number one. Where is the NFL draft currently taking place? What city?
Detroit.
Winner.
Winner, he says.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Here we go. What Major League Baseball team has hit the most home runs in baseball so far this year?
Huh. It would be interesting if you had a Major League Baseball team leading the league in football and home runs.
Oh, how about that?
Sorry, Scram. I'm just being staring you down.
Pittsburgh Pirates?
The Pirates.
Pirates, are they the Pirates team leaders in the home runs right now?
I'm
going to say the Dodgers because they played the most games because of that early season thing with the Padres. Dodgers.
Oh. Wow. It was the Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Warriors. 37 home runs.
Really?
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
All right. That's good news for you.
Jackson Holliday, not one of those home
No,
runs.
He has not added to that.
All right, so, here is, I don't know why I'm taking shots at Jackson
Holliday.
Yeah,
you're just
today.
Ripping the guy. You know? He's just a young guy.
Question. Okay. Someone on the chat is saying the mic is clicking. So we're not crazy, Chris. The mic is clicking.
Oh, no. I hear the click.
We are working on it.
I'm not doing anything.
But I wasn't sure if everybody else was able to hear
it. Oh, they're
that,
hearing
so.
It, too?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Our engineers are on it. Thank
sure
you,
Sure they are.
Don't disparage the engineers when we need help from them.
They'll probably just tell us to unplug everything like Michael and Lemon Grove said.
True.
All right. This is for the win here.
Yes.
All right.
Mookie Betts is number one in baseball in batting average. What National League player is second?
Batting average?
Yes.
I have no idea.
No idea? Oh, he's playing the game. Brian knows.
Don't so guess, because if you miss it, then I would eliminate a guess from me. I thought it was Shohei Ohtani, but that might have been a couple of days ago, but that's the best I can do.
Wow!
Brian. Somebody passed him.
Nice job.
All right, Brian. Kind of backed into it, but, you know,
that's fine.
I'm not keeping...
That's fine.
They don't ask how. They just ask how many.
That is
well
true,
done,
Chris.
Brian. You win. Who's second in hitting right now?
You were right. Shohei Ohtani's right there.
Oh,
in fact, there's three Dodgers in the top four. William Contreras is now hitting .365.
Bill Contreras.
Bill Contreras.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
never heard of him like that. But said...
No, I've never heard of him referred to that. He plays for the Brew Crew now, does he not?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's a catcher.
He's 35 for 96. He's hit 5 home runs, 22 RBIs.
That's pretty good
RBIs.
For a catcher.
Very
catchers
good.
Don't win the batting title very often unless your name is Joe Mauer. Doesn't happen very often.
365 batting average.
Yeah, so
1.
Good for William Contreras. But right now, Betts is number one.
Yep.
Contreras is number two.
Mookie Betts, I hate to say it, because he's a nice guy, so I don't hate him, but... Hitting .374 is ridiculous. I know
is
we're
really?
Only 27 games
no,
in.
No, it's not really that ridiculous. I mean, I got to be honest with you. Tony Gwynn
Stay
normally
there, Brian,
in April would be like at .432 right now.
Is that true?
Yeah, guys used to be in the 400s at least through April.
Give me a good Tony now, Gwynn hitting year.
His best hitting year ever?
Yes.
1994, of course. He was at 394.
Okay, well, I was just...
That
I'm
they named
the
beer
time.
After him.
Yes, okay, so let
so
me
So you're
go.
Trying to see what he was hitting early that season?
I'm going
to
do first half. Or I'm going to do it in the month of April.
Well, there wasn't much of a season that year. That's
in the month of April. Oh. Wow. He hit 395.
Yeah.
Paul O'Neill hit 448.
At the beginning of that year?
Yeah, he was 30 for 67.
Yeah. Guys used to hit. I mean, Rod Carew, I remember one time into May, like mid-May. I must say 1982, 3 or 4, right around there. He was playing with the Angels. Rod Carew came up on a Saturday afternoon, Major League Baseball game of the week in May, batting a cool 500.
Five? Wow.
He was like 100 for 200.
Wow.
It was like, what? People were like, maybe 50 for 100 might be better. But I'm, you know what I mean? Those guys used to hit 400, 500 for a while. I mean, nowadays, it's not really...
In the month of May, just because I can't do it by games,
okay.
But in the month of May, Rod Carew in 1983 was hitting 438.
That's probably
39 for 89.
Yeah.
And his OP... Yeah. Yeah. That's okay, I take it back. 374 is not that great, I guess.
Not for April. I'm just saying. I mean, guys, you know, used to do that all the time.
All right.
Because... People don't care about batting average anymore.
I strike my comment from
the record. Yeah, strike it from the records.
Okay.
All right, very good. Who is our winner today? Because I don't have my screen working. Brian, good for you. Well done. Now, he gets that, but that's not the final prize giveaway of the day. Because we have two tickets to give away to a Padre-Reds game on Monday. Your chance to win that could be coming up soon. Don't go anywhere while we check traffic.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Scraby, you got me kind of interested there in the... baseball players getting off to fast starts in the month of April.
You were very quiet during the break.
With your thought on Mookie Betts, 375, and that being off the charts. It is good, but it's a far cry from Larry Walker, now a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
1997, the month of April, Larry Walker hit 456. 456! Ended up winning the MVP that year. And then I mentioned Rod Carew. It was May 6th of 1983. Rod Carew was hitting a cool 500 for the season. He was 48 for 96 after that game.
Really good.
On May 6th. So that was a 500 for Rod Carew.
That's really good.
Yeah, those are good starts. Really, really good starts. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Crisello. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. We've got our countdown coming up shortly. I think it's a, you know, kind of a fun category today. I was going to go for dumbest things you've ever seen in sports, but I didn't think there was anything dumber than the Falcons drafting Michael Penix Jr., so I thought it would kind of be I didn't think it would be all that great.
Oh, here, they're picking, actually, the pick is in. Let's see if they pick Spencer Rattler whenever they announce
it. The Falcons
it.
Have their second-round pick right now. They can't possibly take another quarterback.
No.
They would be the laughingstock forever.
Arthur Blank is still staring at the wall.
He can't understand what they were doing yesterday, nor can anybody else. Anyway, our category today is going to be our, mine and yours.
Yes.
Top five favorite/best active coaches or managers in any sport, college or pro.
Any head honcho.
Can be any head coach, manager, college or pro in any sport. So it's kind of a wide ranging. Who would you choose out there right now? Who's the best coach slash manager? Like Belichick's out of the running because he's not active.
Yeah.
Saban is out of the running.
Yeah.
No longer active.
Yeah.
So who would you go with? We'll see who we come up with in our countdown in just a little bit. I do have one more note for this segment, Scrabe.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations out there to Zane Nordquist. Are you a fan?
Why do
you know?
I know that name.
You do?
I do.
Do you really know it?
I really do. I do.
You can't possibly know it.
I've heard that name before.
Zane Nordquist. Congratulations. My goodness. He has for El Camino High School.
Oh, that's why I know.
Oh, you do?
I read the article the other day.
You did?
Yes.
Well, he has pitched back-to-back no-hitters.
It's pretty incredible.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. He's going to go for the absurd 3 in a row Monday, apparently according to the article today by John Maffey. He'll go for number 3 Monday against St. Augustine or Augustine.
Where?
I think it's at Saints.
Oh, I was going to say.
Monday afternoon. If and we, Saints apparently is the number 4 team in the county.
Okay.
So it's going to be a big challenge for him. And Zane Nordquist, though, back-to-back no-hitters. Well done. Crazy, according to the article by John Maff, he's not like the first kid who's ever done this. It just seems pretty impressive to me.
Yeah.
It's only happened once in Major League history. Johnny Vandermeer did it in 1938.
If that happened today, that would... I mean, it almost did earlier this year, right? With
for a while,
what's his name?
Ronel Blanco, wasn't it?
Yes.
Pitched a no-hitter for the Astros, came back, and got to the 6th inning of his next game.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what I think the most... you know, since we're kind of doing a segment of...
Nothing?
Not just amazing achievements.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I saw one on Nolan Ryan that blew me away. Nolan Ryan, we know, has 7 no-hitters, right? More than anybody ever, ever, ever. But he also had 12 one-hitters.
Wow, that's a lot.
That means he just missed 12 other times.
Yeah.
So one bounce here or there, Nolan Ryan conceivably could have 19 no-hitters.
Wow.
When you think about the fact that second place on the no-hit list is 4, and Sandy Koufax, among a couple of others. I mean, Nolan Ryan, ridiculous, you know, what he was able to do when, you know, back in the day, he was just so unhittable. And it's kind of like Jack Nicklaus's record. Everyone knows, not everyone, but you do. Most people know.
Yeah.
Nicklaus won 18 majors.
He did.
What they forget is that he finished second 20 times.
He finished second a lot.
So that's, Nicklaus could have, you know, with one bounce of the ball
that's
here
true.
Or there, could have had 30, 35 majors.
It does. Like,
it wasn't
no one,
like he just had 18 good tournaments. He was there every time.
Yeah, and no one gives credit to the runner-up, the perpetual runner-up, the guy who gets near the top every single time. They just say, well, he can't win the big one. You know what I'm saying, Chris?
Well, Jack Nicklaus, I think, won the big one.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
And then some.
Rod said he named his son after Nolan Ryan.
Rod did?
Yeah, I believe Nolan would be the name.
That's similar to what was our caller a couple of weeks ago, whose son is named Jackson Merrill.
That's right.
Now, he didn't name his son after Jackson Merrill.
No, but this is crazy.
Jackson Merrill comes along and has the same name as this guy's son, and did they get a photo together?
Yes.
Did he say?
Yes, they got a photo together. I think the story was Graham Pauly knew about this and is...
Got them together.
Is close, yeah,
that's
and told
right.
Jackson Merrill to go over to the other Jackson
Go over
Merrill.
And meet this kid.
Jackson
his name
Merrill
is actually
two.
Jackson Merrill.
Yes, that's awesome, by the
and
way.
And that Jackson Merrill, the kid, has a Padre jersey with his name on it.
It's great.
Number 3.
It's great.
But it's his jersey, not...
Yeah.
Anyway,
it
confuses me.
I get it. But he can claim it as, see, I got my own jersey.
All right, so we just blew through that segment. But I hope it was some fun facts that you might
might
recall
some
day at a party or at a barbecue
around the water cooler.
Hey, did you know Nolan Ryan threw 12 one-hitters? I think the Jack Nicklaus 22nd place finishes in a major is pretty cool.
I wonder how many times Tiger finished second.
Yeah. We'll look that up in the break when we come back. That and our weekly countdown. I'm interested to see who you come up with on your list of the best five coaches / managers in sports. Who do you have out there? We'll see when we return. I'm on one of those rolls now. I just want to look up amazing statistics in sports.
Gosh, here we go.
I got more on Nolan Ryan.
Okay.
Most no-hitters, 7. Most one-hitters, 12. Most two-hitters, 18. Most three-hitters, 31. That means he pitched 68 complete games in his career, allowing 3 or fewer hits.
That's a lot.
I don't think anybody's going to be coming any close to that anytime soon.
No, I don't think so either.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. I'll try to stop. Although once I get going, it's hard for me to stop.
I love this stuff. I know. He's been very quiet over there.
I love this stuff.
And I know for a fact when Chris is locked into what he's doing over there, he has his headphones in the entire break. And you did.
I don't want to hear from you.
I know. That's why.
It's Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park, of course, and Matt Scraby right here. We are going to be soon giving away a couple of tickets to the Padres-Reds game on Monday. Your chance to win is coming up. Right now, let's check traffic and then get in today's countdown, which I am looking forward to.
It's now time for Gwynn and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're gonna get into it. Our favorite or best active coaches in any sport. Pro or college? Before I get to it, real quick, Scrape. Mm-hmm. Round 2 NFL draft underway. Buffalo went first. They took a wide receiver out of Florida State. Coleman is his last name. The Chargers had the second pick in the second round. Took a guy by the name of Ladd. Do you know what Ladd's? Ladd McConkey?
Yeah, McConkey.
Yeah.
He's from Georgia.
He's from Georgia. So that's who the Chargers get. They're on the 6th pick of the second round right now. The Falcons, with their second round pick, did not take another quarterback. They did go for defensive tackle, ruining everybody's storyline.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right, here we go. You ready for the countdown?
I sure am.
All right, everybody else out there, kind of think of this. You know, who would you go with? Your favorite or best current coach, any sport, pro or college?
Number 5.
Wide open.
Oh man, this is tough for me.
It's tough for you?
You should see the scratch outs I get.
Get
on
some
this
scratch
seat.
Outs.
Oh my gosh.
The only way to really do this right would be to go through like every team in pro or college and try to think of who you like, but I didn't do that.
Good.
I did come up with 5 though that I really like.
Okay.
So here's my number 5. I'll start.
Okay.
This is controversial right off the bat.
Oh gosh.
Controversial. Because I think there's people who hate this guy.
Interesting.
Number 5 for me, my favorite coach, Deion Sanders.
Oh.
I knew it. I knew you were going to react
that way. I like
Deion
Sanders, the football player. I do not like Deion Sanders,
the coach. I'm loving Deion Sanders, the coach. His way or the highway. These kids got to stop acting up. Pay attention to prime time.
Prime time.
I'll say one thing that I do, you can argue Deion. But you were watching Colorado games at the beginning of last year.
Like
everyone was watching this to see what Deion would do next, and it all collapsed on him.
I was going
to
say, no one talks about the collapse ever.
Yeah, it fell completely apart. But I still kind of like what Deion's doing. I think he's in it. He's either in it for the right reasons, or he's just in it for his kid. And the rest of it's a sham, in which case I may have to change my pick someday. But right now I like Deion number 5.
Mine are going to be so random, Chris.
What you got?
My number 5 is actually Eric Spoelstra. And the reason Eric Spoelstra I chose is because he's a guy who I said this a million times on the show. He started in the film room, watching Miami Heat film. Worked his way up to the head coach.
Yeah.
And he's kept the job ever since, and he's done really well. So
yeah, he has.
I'm going to go Eric Spoelstra because of the origin story.
Yes. You do not. You certainly are not going to choose any coach that...
Doc Rivers, get out of here.
Well, you're not going to choose anybody that who has nepotism help them get a job.
I do think that Eric Spoelstra, I don't think he has like nepotism. I'm not sure of the details.
I told you the details.
What is the detail?
His dad was the president of the Portland Trailblazers.
That's right.
John Spoelstra.
But
so that did help him get into basketball.
It did. But he started at the bottom. Now
he sure
he's
did.
Here.
He sure did. Eric Spoelstra, interesting choice.
It's
number five
My
for you.
My list is so random.
Number four for me.
Did you get that?
Four. Boach.
Gotta only, put Boach on the list. I thought this was going to be either one or two.
Well, I put Boach four. It's my list. He probably would have been pretty close to number four even before he won the World Series.
Really?
Because I just loved him so much as, you know, manager of the Padres. Now that he's won four World Series, four, you know, pretty impressive. But you know what? He'll never be anything more to me than the helpless looking figure who couldn't work his way past the hotel security guard to come over for our interview at the winter meetings a couple years ago.
Yes.
Disheveled and shuffling along.
Shuffling along. Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm supposed to be over there for an interview. Sorry, sir. Can I need your ID?
And he's like, I don't
have Bruce
an ID.
Bochy.
I don't. And I'm
never
I'm,
heard of you. Get out of here.
I'm pleading with the security guard to let him walk 3 feet over to our booth as we're on the air. And the guy was, I'll give the guy credit. He was doing his job.
Here's the greatest thing about Boach. He's the most normal guy you'd ever want to meet.
He is.
And yet he's as successful as, you know, Hall of Fame you can get. So maybe he should have been higher, but I got him in at four.
This one is controversial if anybody knows me.
Okay.
Because this is my only, like, fun pick on the list.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone.
Aaron Boone.
And the reason Aaron Boone makes the list is because...
I didn't see that coming.
I know. And the reason he makes the list is because he could be on par with Earl Weaver for things he says to umpires during the game.
Yes, and you couldn't pick Earl Weaver because he's no longer active.
I would have picked Earl Weaver, but Aaron Boone, sometimes when they catch him on the mic, it is really good stuff. And I don't necessarily care if he's a good manager or not. I'm just... picking him based on entertainment value alone. So that's my number four.
Aaron Boone.
Number three.
And number three for me, it's my list. I can put whoever I want on it.
Go. Don't say it.
Brian Dutcher.
How?
What do you mean, how?
He is your number one, and do not lie to yourself.
It's number three. I think there's two guys that are a little bit bigger... you know, in terms of their profile.
Okay.
But Brian Dutcher made my list. After all, I love him. Secondly, you know, name another coach of a group of five school, basketball or football, that competes year in, year out with the big boys. The only other one I could think of is Mark Few at Gonzaga. And I'm not choosing him on my list, but I am choosing Brian Dutcher. Now you're making me feel bad that I only have him three. Maybe I should have put him higher.
Don't worry, I'll take care of you.
All right, what you got next?
My number three is actually going to be... I just had it, and why did it go away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I actually just crossed it out, but I'm going to say my number three is Dan Campbell.
Kneecap Cannibal.
Lions head coach. Yeah. That's what I was searching for.
He's hot.
Here.
He's a hot commodity these days.
My chicken scratch is crazy. But
that's crazy that you can't even read what you wrote.
No, I can't. You're right. Dan Campbell, when we watched him on Hard Knocks, we kind of thought maybe he was a little goofy. Maybe he was a little out there. But his message is consistent, and he is a good motivator. And even though the Lions almost beat my team, there was a part of me that would have been okay with Dan Campbell, the Kneecap Cannibal, making it to the Super Bowl because I think he's a great guy and I think he's a great coach. So he's my number three.
All right, number two. Number two, greatest coach out there, according to me. You're going to laugh. Eric Spoelstra.
No way.
Yes way.
That's
Eric Spoelstra
crazy.
Is one of the best coaches, if not the best. I toyed with putting him number one. I think this guy is as good as it gets and then some. And if you want proof of it, I just direct you back two nights ago to the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler pasting the Boston Celtics in game two. He got to the finals last year as an 8 seed. He's been to the finals 6 times in 13 years. So it's not just LeBron James that's gotten him there.
Yeah.
He's gotten there with teams that aren't the best by talent, yet he continues to find ways to win. There's no way Miami can beat Boston in this series without Jimmy Butler, except for the fact that they can because they have Eric Spoelstra. I think he's that good. So it's funny that you mentioned him. I thought I'd be pulling that out of thin air.
That's really funny, actually.
Right. I think he's one of the best coaches in the history of the league.
And
he's listed among the top 15 coaches in NBA history. You know, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, and all the rest of those guys.
That's pretty crazy to be in that company.
He's really good. Really good. And I have no dog in that fight. Because I'm not a Miami Heat fan.
No, but you are a Miami Dolphin fan.
That's true. I didn't put the Miami football coach on my list.
Mike McDaniel,
at least not
on your
yet.
List.
I still got to get to number
on
one.
The list. He's not on the list.
All right, who do you got number two?
I'm going to go into college basketball, and I'm going to say Dawn Staley is number two, head coach of South Carolina.
Impressive. Dawn Staley is impressive.
She obviously runs a great program. She keeps winning. She never loses a game, and her team continues to just play as hard as they can every single week. And
I would say they do it right, too.
Do it
South
right,
Carolina.
Yeah.
If you saw her in tears after winning this championship this year, you know?
Yeah, she...
You understand not what it means to her, but she gets what it all means.
She was a college basketball legend.
She sees how, you know, women's college basketball is taking off and her role in that.
Yes. She's an important person in this time.
Very good. All right. I'm glad you mentioned Dawn Staley. Number one all time, but current favorite coach. It's not Lane Kiffin. It's not Steve Alford. It's not Josh McDaniels.
Is it Mel Kiper?
No. It is somebody that I talk about on this show all the time. And I say every time I talk about this person that I think they're the best coach in sports.
Oh, I know who it is.
Who is it?
Mike Tomlin.
It is. Mike Tomlin, I think we should all have the same just coach build as Mike Tomlin. I think he makes you accountable. I think he's straight up. I think he's honest. I think he treats everybody fair, no matter who it is. And his Pittsburgh Steelers keep winning and winning and winning, no matter how bad they are. They were in the playoffs again last year with a terrible team, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were there anyway.
Yeah, they did not deserve, or they did deserve
right.
to make the playoffs.
He finds a way with no matter, you know, the old saying about Don Shula was he can take his guys and beat your guys, or he can take your guys and beat his guys. Hey, this is what you say about Mike Tomlin, as far as I'm concerned. Whatever you give him, he finds the best way to make it work. And I just think he's of great character. And maybe I'm like behind the scenes, maybe I just am totally wrong about him. But from everything I've ever seen, I really have always appreciated
Tomlin. No, I mean, I don't. I think the guy who is behind closed doors is the guy who is in front of the camera.
I hope so. I sure hope so.
Doesn't seem like he would be that guy. All right, my number one. I've been back and forth about this. I don't know. I want to choose Brian Dutcher because he obviously has done great things for San Diego
State. And he gave us the greatest moment in our lives, basically.
Yes, and he's doing it right, too. He's leading men.
Yes.
He's trying to bring in guys, and he's trying to put them out into the world in the right direction. But my honorable mention would be 49ers Jim Harbaugh.
49ers Jim Harbaugh.
Loved
you're not
Jim
taking,
Harbaugh.
You're not taking Charger Jim Harbaugh
no.
quite yet.
I loved 49ers Jim Harbaugh.
Now, why did you like him so much?
Who's got it better than us? Nobody.
He's a crazy guy. He's just a lunatic.
And that's why I loved him. He's the only coach in the NFL that wears cleats when he coaches.
Just in case he gets called into the game.
No, so he could run up and down the sidelines without stumbling.
He's hilarious.
And I know this is a lame pick, but...
It's not a lame pick. Look, he coached right here at USD.
He did.
And anybody I've ever come in contact with who knew him at USD says he was the most intense, competitive person they've ever seen in their lives.
He's the guy who races you to the car and then will push you in the bushes so he wins.
So that he can get there first?
Yeah, yeah.
Harbaugh's crazy. This is going to be his biggest challenge yet. We all say that.
Yes.
And if he's able to get the Chargers and turn them into something, you know, then they are going to build a statue of this guy.
Yeah.
Harbaugh.
Can you believe that? A Chargers statue without...
But you used to complain to me about Harbaugh because he called the fade to Crabtree four times. And you hated that.
That is a major criticism because...
It's a major criticism.
Two seasons ended in the playoffs. One of those seasons ended in the Super Bowl because he threw three fades to the back of the end zone when he was on the two-yard line.
Kept throwing the fade. Harbaugh.
I'll never forget it.
Stay away from the fade.
Mike McDaniel loves the fade, too. So
Mike McDaniel uses it far too often. And on Hard Knocks... ripped himself last year
really?
For calling a fade.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he did. In a game they lost, he said, that was like the dumbest call I've ever made. And I was like, mm-hmm.
It's always the dumbest call
always
from the goal
the dumbest
line.
Call you ever make. Any coach, stop the fade.
It doesn't really work unless you have like a Calvin Johnson who could jump 8 feet
it's
in
like
the air.
A 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
But that's not good enough odds.
Oh, man, they were on the 2 yard line and Frank Gore was on the team. He could have just got...
I know, but you got Crabtree on the outside. Let's go with the fade, guys. Let's try the fade.
Who's talking about you?
Crabtree! All right, we got a quick question for you right now. Who is the last major league player to knock in the winning run, walk off to win the World Series, and also in their career make the last out of a World Series?
I'm sorry?
I'm giving you a trivia question right now because this is the time that you can win a pair of tickets to Monday's Padres game against the Cincinnati Reds. The first 40,000 fans will receive a Padres knit beanie with a removable palm. Go to Padres.com/tickets for tickets. Or you can win them right here by correctly answering that trivia question, which is, again, who is the last major league player to not only get a walk-off hit to win the World Series, but in a different World Series, make the final out?
I don't know how anyone is going to know this.
This player ended two World Series, one by making the final out, and one by getting a walk-off hit.
I mean, it is kind of wild, but no one knows.
Same guy did both those things. If you know who that is, 833-288-0973. Somebody will come up with this, Scraby, because our listeners are smart.
They are.
They'll figure it out. Whoever gets the answer first wins a pair of tickets to see the Padres and Reds on Monday. Good luck.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is The Countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're gonna get into it. Our favorite or best active coaches in any sport. Pro or college. Before I get to it, real quick, Scrape.
Mm-hmm.
Round two NFL draft underway. Buffalo went first. They took a wide receiver out of Florida State. Coleman is his last name. The Chargers had the second pick in the second round. Took a guy by the name of Ladd. Do you know what Ladd's? Ladd McConkey?
Yeah, McConkey.
Yeah.
He's from Georgia.
He's from Georgia. So that's who the Chargers get. They're on the sixth pick of the second round right now. The Falcons, with their second round pick, did not take another quarterback. They did go for defensive tackle, ruining everybody's storyline.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right, here we go. You ready for the countdown?
I sure am.
All right, everybody else out there, kind of think of this. You know, who would you go with? Your favorite or best current coach, any sport, pro or college? Number five. Wide open.
Oh man, this is tough for me.
It's tough for you?
You should see the scratch outs I get.
Get
on
some
this
scratch
seat.
Outs.
Oh my gosh.
The only way to really do this right would be to go through like every team in pro or college and try to think of who you like, but I didn't do that.
Good.
I did come up with five though that I really like.
Okay.
So here's my number five. I'll start.
Okay.
This is controversial right off the bat.
Oh gosh.
Controversial. Because I think there's people who hate this guy.
Interesting.
Number five for me, my favorite coach, Deion Sanders.
Oh.
I knew it. I knew you were going to react
that way. I like
Deion
Sanders, the football player. I do not like Deion Sanders,
the coach. I'm loving Deion Sanders, the coach. His way or the highway. These kids got to stop acting up. Pay attention to prime time.
Prime time.
I'll say one thing that I do, you can argue, Deion. But you were watching Colorado games at the beginning of last year.
I
like
was.
Everyone was watching this to see what Deion would do next, and it all collapsed on him.
I was going
to
say no one talks about the collapse ever.
Yeah, it fell completely apart. But I still kind of like what Deion's doing. I think he's in it. He's either in it for the right reasons or he's just in it for his kid. And the rest of it's a sham, in which case I may have to change my pick someday. But right now I like Deion number five.
Mine are gonna
there
be,
I said it.
Mine are going to be so random, Chris.
What you got?
My number five is actually Eric Spoelstra. And the reason Eric Spoelstra I chose is because he's a guy who started... I said this a million times on the show. He started in the film room. Watching Miami
his
Heat
way
film.
Up.
Worked his way up to the head coach.
Yeah.
And he's kept the job ever since, and he's done really well. So
yeah, he has.
I'm going to go Eric Spoelstra because of the origin story.
Yes. You do not. You certainly are not going to choose any coach that...
Doc Rivers, get out of here.
Well, you're not going to choose anybody who has nepotism helped them get a job.
I do think that Eric Spoelstra, I don't think he has like nepotism. I'm not sure of the details.
I told you the details.
What
is
the
detail?
His
dad was the president of the Portland Trailblazers.
That's right.
John Spoelstra.
But,
so that did help him get into basketball.
It did, but he started at the bottom. Now
he sure
he's
did.
Here.
He sure did. Eric Spoelstra, interesting
it's,
choice.
It's
number five
My
for you.
My list is so random.
Number four for me.
On.
Did you get
number
that?
Four.
Boach. Gotta
only,
put Boach on the list.
I thought this was going to be either one or two.
Well, I put Boach four. It's my list. He probably would have been pretty close to number four even before he won the World Series.
Really?
Because I just loved him so much as manager of the Padres. Now that he's won four World Series, four, pretty impressive. But you know what? He'll never be anything more to me than the helpless looking figure who couldn't work his way past the hotel security guard to come over for our interview at the winter meetings a couple years ago.
Yes.
Disheveled and shuffling along.
Shuffling along.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm supposed to be over there for an interview. Sorry, sir. Can I need your ID?
And he's like, I don't know.
I'm Bruce Bochy.
I don't know.
And I'm never heard of you. Get out of here.
I'm pleading with the security guard to let him walk 3 feet over to our booth as we're on the air. And the guy was, I'll give the guy credit. He was doing his job.
Here's the greatest thing about Boach. He's the most normal guy you'd ever want to meet.
He is.
And yet he's as successful as, Hall of Fame you can get. So maybe he should have been higher, but I got him in at four.
This one is controversial if anybody knows me.
Okay.
Because this is my only, fun pick on the list.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone.
Boone.
And the reason Aaron Boone makes the list is because...
I didn't see that coming.
I know. And the reason he makes the list is because he could be on par with Earl Weaver for things he says to umpires during the game.
Yes, and you couldn't pick Earl Weaver because he's no longer active.
I would have picked Earl Weaver. But Aaron Boone, sometimes when they catch him on the mic, it is really good stuff. And I don't necessarily care if he's a good manager or not. I'm just... picking him based on entertainment value alone. So that's my number four.
Aaron Boone.
Number three.
And number three for me, it's my list. I can put whoever I want on it.
Go. Don't say it.
Brian Dutcher.
How?
What do you mean how?
He is your number one and do not lie to yourself.
It's number three. I think there's two guys that are a little bit bigger... in terms of their profile.
Okay.
But Brian Dutcher made my list. After all, I love him. Secondly, name another coach of a group of five school, basketball or football, that competes year in, year out with the big boys. The only other one I could think of is Mark Few at Gonzaga. And I'm not choosing him on my list, but I am choosing Brian Dutcher. Now you're making me feel bad that I only have him three. Maybe I should have put him higher.
Don't worry, I'll take care of you.
All right, what you got next?
My number three is actually going to be, I just had it, and why did it go away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I actually just crossed it out, but I'm going to say my number three is Dan Campbell.
Kneecap Cannibal.
Lions head coach. Yeah. That's what I was searching for.
He's hot. Here. He's a hot commodity these days.
My chicken scratch is crazy. But
that's crazy that you can't even read what you wrote.
No, I can't. You're right. Dan Campbell, when we watched him on Hard Knocks, we kind of thought maybe he was a little goofy. Maybe he was a little out there. But his message is consistent. And he is a good motivator. And even though the Lions almost beat my team, there was a part of me that would have been okay with Dan Campbell, the Kneecap Cannibal, making it to the Super Bowl because I think he's a great guy and I think he's a great coach. So he's my number three.
All right, number two. Number two, greatest coach out there, according to me. You're going to laugh. Eric Spoelstra.
No way.
Yes way.
That's
Eric Spoelstra is one of the best coaches, if not the best. I toyed with putting him number one. I think this guy is as good as it gets and then some. And if you want proof of it, I just direct you back two nights ago to the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler pasting the Boston Celtics in game two. He got to the finals last year as an 8 seed. He's been to the finals 6 times in 13 years. So it's not just LeBron James that's gotten him there.
Yeah.
He's gotten there with teams that aren't the best by talent, yet he continues to find ways to win. There's no way Miami can beat Boston in this series without Jimmy Butler, except for the fact that they can because they have Eric Spoelstra. I think he's that good. So it's funny that you mentioned him.
I thought I'd be
pulling that out of thin air.
That's really funny, actually.
Right. I think he's one of the best coaches in the history of the league.
Yeah, he's
listed among the top 15 coaches in NBA history. You know, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, and all the rest of those guys.
That's pretty crazy to be in that company.
He's really good. Really good. And I have no dog in that fight.
Because
I'm not a Miami Heat fan.
No, but you are a Miami Dolphin fan.
That's true. I didn't put the Miami football coach on my list.
Mike McDaniel,
at least
not
on your yet. I still got to get to number one.
He's not on the list.
All right, who do you got number two?
I'm going to go into college basketball, and I'm going to say Dawn Staley is number two, head coach of South Carolina.
Impressive. Dawn Staley is impressive.
She obviously runs a great program. She keeps winning. She never loses a game, and her team continues to just play as hard as they can every single week. And
I would say they do it right, too.
Do it
South
right,
Carolina.
Yeah.
If you saw her in tears after winning this championship this year, you know?
Yeah, she...
You understand not what it means to her, but she gets what it all means.
She was a college basketball legend.
She sees how, you know, women's college basketball is taking off and her role in that.
Yes. She's an important person in this time.
Very good. All right. I'm glad you mentioned Dawn Staley.
Number one.
Number one all time, but current favorite coach. It's not Lane Kiffin. It's not Steve Alford. It's not Josh McDaniels.
Is it Mel Kiper?
No. It is somebody that I talk about on this show all the time. And I say every time I talk about this person that I think they're the best coach in sports.
Oh, I know who it is.
Who is it?
Mike Tomlin.
It is. Mike Tomlin, I think we should all have the same just coach build as Mike Tomlin. I think he makes you accountable. I think he's straight up. I think he's honest. I think he treats everybody fair, no matter who it is. And his Pittsburgh Steelers keep winning and winning and winning, no matter how bad they are. They were in the playoffs again last year with a terrible team, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were there anyway.
Yeah, they did not deserve, or they did deserve to make the playoffs.
He finds a way with no matter, you know, the old saying about Don Shula was he can take his guys and beat your guys, or he can take your guys and beat his guys. This is what you say about Mike Tomlin, as far as I'm concerned. Whatever you give him, he finds the best way to make it work. And I just think he's of great character. And maybe I'm, like, behind the scenes, maybe I just am totally wrong about him. But from everything I've ever seen, I really have always appreciated
Tomlin. No, I mean, I don't. I think the guy who is behind closed doors is the guy who is in front of the camera.
I hope so. I sure hope so.
Doesn't seem like he would be that guy. All right, my number one. I've been back and forth about this. I don't know. I want to choose Brian Dutcher because he obviously has done great things for San Diego
State. And he gave us the greatest moment in our lives, basically.
Yes, and he's doing it right, too. He's leading men.
Yes.
He's trying to bring in guys, and he's trying to put them out into the world in the right direction. But my honorable mention would be 49ers Jim Harbaugh.
49ers Jim Harbaugh.
Loved
Harbaugh. You're not taking Charger Jim Harbaugh quite yet.
I loved 49ers Jim Harbaugh.
Now, why did you like him so much?
Who's got it better than us? Nobody.
He's a crazy guy. He's just a lunatic.
And that's why I loved him. He's the only coach in the NFL that wears cleats when he coaches.
Just in case he gets called into the game.
No, so he could run up and down the sidelines without stumbling.
He's hilarious.
And I know this is a lame pick, but
it's not a lame pick. Look, he coached right here at USD.
He did.
And anybody I've ever come in contact with who knew him at USD says he was the most intense, competitive person they've ever seen in their lives.
He's the guy who races you to the car and then will push you in the bushes so he wins.
So that he can get there first?
Yeah, yeah.
Harbaugh's crazy. This is going to be his biggest challenge yet. We all say that.
Yes.
And if he's able to get the Chargers and turn them into something, you know, then they are going to build a statue of this guy.
Yeah.
Harbaugh.
Can you believe that? A Chargers statue without.
But you used to complain to me about Harbaugh because he called the fade the Crabtree four times. And you
hated
that.
That is a major criticism because
two
seasons ended in the playoffs. One of those seasons ended in the Super Bowl because he threw three fades to the back of the end zone when he was on the 2-yard line.
Kept throwing the fade. Harbaugh.
I'll never forget it.
Stay away from the fade.
Mike McDaniel loves the fade too. So
Mike McDaniel uses it far too often. And on Hard Knocks, ripped himself last year for calling a fade.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he did. In a game they lost, he said, that was like the dumbest call I've ever made. And I was like,
It's always the dumbest call
from the goal line.
Always
the dumbest call you ever make. Any coach, stop the fade.
It doesn't really work unless you have like a Calvin Johnson who can jump 8 feet
in the air. It's like a 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
But that's not good enough odds.
Oh, man, they were on the 2-yard line and Frank Gore was on the team. He could have just got...
I know, but you got Crabtree on the outside. Let's go with the fade, guys. Let's try the fade.
Who's talking about you?
Crabtree! All right, we got a quick question for you right now. Who is the last major league player to knock in the winning run, walk off to win the World Series, and also in their career make the last out of a World Series?
I'm sorry?
I'm giving you a trivia question right now because this is the time that you can win a pair of tickets to Monday's Padres game against the Cincinnati Reds. The first 40,000 fans will receive a Padres knit beanie with a removable palm. Go to Padres.com/tickets for tickets, or you can win them right here by correctly answering that trivia question, which is, again, who is the last major league player to not only get a walk-off hit to win the World Series, but in a different World Series, make the final out?
I don't know how anyone is going to know this.
This player ended two World Series, one by making the final out, and one by getting a walk-off hit.
I mean, it is kind of wild, but no one knows this.
Same guy did both those things. If you know who that is, 833-288-0973. Somebody will come up with this, Gray, because our listeners are smart.
They are.
They'll figure it out. Whoever gets the answer first wins a pair of tickets to see the Padres and Reds on Monday. Good luck.